just looking at the situation regards to what's happening in the Middle East in particular, four of the six crew members on board a US KC-135 military aerial refueling plane that crashed in western Iraq yesterday have been confirmed as dead, according to US Central Command. The circumstances of the crash are still under investigation. The United States Army is saying that it was not caused by hostile fire or friendly fire. The identities of the members who died are being withheld until their families can be notified. And that is part of the rising death toll for US service members, seven of whom I think were returned and repatriated to US earlier on this week, who died since the start of the hostilities earlier on yesterday, or later last night, I should say, and earlier on today, news coming through of a drone attack in Oman that's killed two expatriates. I'm not sure what nationality they were, and injured several others as the attacks continue in the Gulf region. We have several different warnings from different agencies, including the International Energy Agency, that is describing what is happening as one of the major supply disruptions to the world's oil supply, really since day dot. The price of a barrel of oil at the moment is $100.70. That is up, just to give you an idea, this time last month it was $66.60 was the price, and it was hovering around the $60, $62, $63, $64 until the recent crisis 2 weeks ago, almost now, since this war started. And we've seen, of course, huge increases in fuel and diesel prices, home heating oil and other issues, and we're concerned and worried about international wholesale gas prices and the effect on electricity as well, in an already inflationary situation that we have here in Ireland. With me on the line, top of this, from the point of view of the Green Party and what they would do to try and change the narrative on that, or the reality of that, is Green Party Senator Malcolm Noonan. Malcolm, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme. What would the Greens propose to help people affected by what we're seeing in terms of energy and fuel prices?
Do you quit, Gerry? I just led the story. I know there's great excitement down in Killarney there in with Jesse Buckley, and we're all certainly rooting for her. But from what you've described there, that we are in the depths of a huge crisis here. And of course, our thoughts are with the people in the Middle East, you know, in places like Tehran and Beirut, where this attack by Netanyahu and Trump is causing utter devastation, with millions of people displaced internally and people being slaughtered. So it's, you know, the first thing we have to think of is the absolute suffering and horror that is causing, and there's no doubting we're all agreed that the Iranian regime is a brutal regime, but this is completely tearing up the world order. So I mean, it's hurting people here too, and obviously fuel costs, we're seeing them rising at the pump, you know, and in home heating oil, in agriculture, and in haulage as well. So I think from our perspective, we will be looking to what government are going to do next week when they return back from their St. Patrick's Day trips. We do need to look at targeted measures there for vulnerable households. We know that there are many, many households in energy arrears. We've been waiting for a long time now for an energy affordability action plan from government, and we don't know where that is. But from our perspective, I think it's important that targeted measures for vulnerable households, for households who are on the household benefits package or fuel allowance, that they would be given consideration first in all of this.
Yeah, and that is what needs to happen. In an element of it, it's a question of what can be done. How do you react to those spiking international prices? Obviously, and it's something your party has been pushing for from your time in government and your time in opposition since then, is a move further and further away from reliance on fossil fuels.
Absolutely, we're at the behest of these wars because of our reliance on fossil fuels, and we need to rapidly decarbonize our society. And that's you know, the ramping up renewables, offshore, etc. And I think that's a critical part of it. And we can see perhaps the pace of that isn't happening at the level we would like to see happen. But in the interim, the issues around the deep retrofit of our homes, retrofitting social housing stock, all of that has to be addressed, because that will help people in terms of energy poverty. And I think, you know, critically important that that government prioritises that. But I also think that the issues around targeted energy credits at this time, looking at a very direct support there for vulnerable households, needs to be given active consideration.
So we'll wait and see. How quickly can that be done, though, Malcolm? How quickly? That's the whole point. The reason why it was universal last time was it had to be done quickly, and it enabled it to be done, you know, relatively efficiently from the government's point of view. A targeted one takes more time, more complicated.
It does, and perhaps it might require some, you know, but I think, you know, we've seen before where government has been able to bring in legislation very, very quickly, and if this is an emergency situation now, and I think it needs to be treated as such. And I think one thing we were proposing is to look at an immediate cash benefit of €200 to the 752,000 energy vulnerable households. Now, the costing around that would be around €150 million. It's not huge by any manner of means, but I think that would be some immediate thing that could be done, is to target those 752,000 households who are in energy poverty as a starting point. And I think then, I know we have the Irish Road Haulers Association. They're deeply concerned about the... So this has a knock-on effect right across the economy, because the transportation of goods, of food, is having a knock-on cost on the price of food in our supermarkets. So all of this does require a concerted government effort. And I know the government has been saying we're going to wait and see how it unfolds.
Yeah. But are they not correct about that? I mean, we're in 2 weeks into a crisis. We don't know the full outcome of what's going to happen. Everyone is screaming for money from the government at the moment. But are they not right to hold back and say, right, we need to review it, target it where it's needed, at the most vulnerable, and while keeping an eye on the economic realities of the situation, and that the government can't pay for every single crisis that comes along?
Well, this wasn't a crisis before the US and Israel invaded Iran. This is a crisis yeah. being going on for many years. And the one thing I'd say, I mean, their priority is to rush through legislation to bring in an LNG terminal up in County in Clare. And you know that seems to be their priority. We look at the price of LNG since 12-13 days ago, since the attacks that took place, it has risen by 50%. So we're locked into a fossil fuel dependency. There's an exponential rise in data centres, which is eating up most of the renewables that we're putting onto the grid. And I think that's where government needs to start prioritising where the reality lies: rapidly decarbonise our economy, to move away from allowing exponential rise of data centres across the country, and not be building more fossil fuel infrastructure.
Well, the argument there was that you're diversifying and you're de-risking by having as many possible, including renewables, including LNG, that you have as many different levers as you can in the middle of a particular crisis, and you're not relying on one energy source. Let me ask you this, Malcolm, in the context of, we'll find out more when the Dáil resumes next week, about the government's plans are as they deal with the volatility of this crisis. But, you know, I was reading one analyst during the week writing about expats in the likes of UAE and Oman and Bahrain and in Qatar, talking about the mirage of security and safety and the ideal lifestyle that is out there. Mm-hmm. But on a wider context, are we back in the 1970s oil crisis here? Is the mirage of energy security coming out of the Middle East with all its gas and all its oil, has that now been broken forever? Is there any putting back to pieces of this mess, even if the war was to stop tomorrow, in terms of insurance companies, in terms of those countries' sense of security, in terms of the long-term future of the stability of that region? Is it broken forever?
I don't think it's... I think it's been... You know, absolutely correct in what you said. Since the 1970s oil crisis, we've never really gotten out of it, and all of this is connected to oil.
Like, we're all down to one strait of water in relation to the control of one country with a murderous regime in charge. You know, a hornet's nest stirred up now by the actions of America and Israel, and it's all down to one stretch of water, and the whole world is held to ransom.
In this case, yes, and you look what happened in Venezuela as well. The Trump administration is going after oil because of its own dwindling reserves, and I think the critical thing here, from a global perspective, from an EU perspective, is that we need to rapidly deploy renewables across and use interconnectors and take ourselves off this dependency, because not only is it exacerbating the climate crisis and the crisis in nature, it is also costing Irish households dearly, because all of these actions that are taking place in these countries are now having a direct ramification on us here in our house, in our households. And I think from a government perspective, we need to see two things from them. The first one is the immediate package of measures that they're going to put in place to support businesses, industry, agriculture and vulnerable households. And the second one is the Darragh O'Brien a couple of weeks ago put up his hand and said, we're not going to meet our climate targets. That's not the leadership we're looking for. We need the government to move and to rapidly deploy.
Okay. Malcolm, absolutely. Thanks very much. We're out of time. Gur Margaret O'Gaslán, Malcolm Noonan there. Malcolm Noonan of the Green Party with his views in relation to what needs to happen now from the government.